uphill part. You gotta get up it. There you go.
All right, dualies, line up for the obstacle course. You know the drill. Smaller species, take course A. Medium species, course B. Large species, course C. Not so fast there, Draper. I want you in course C.
But ma'am,
Are you arguing with a superior officer, Draper?
No, ma'am. Course C it is. Yeah, the old man obviously did give Zim a heads up about me. The first obstacle was a wall climb. You had one rope you had to use to get up the wall. And in course C, it was 10 feet higher than course B, the one I usually did. Well, if I was going to get past my wall, I needed to get over this one.
He won't even make it over the wall. Just watch.
Hey, he did it.
Yeah, but you could tell he was struggling. Now he won't make it through the barbed wire. The mud is too deep.
Hey, you two want the same treatment?
No, ma'am.
Then I suggest you keep your traps shut.
The next was the barbed wire obstacle. He had to crawl underneath a net of it through troughs that were filled with muddy water. This was actually easier for me since they had made the space a bit bigger for the girth of some of the larger species, but it also had much deeper water. I could do it on hands and knees on this course, so it was faster too. Next was the ladder hang, where a ladder like scaffold has to be gotten past using arm strength alone. They had a ramp leading up to it. You were supposed to climb to get to the first rung, but on course C, it was just out of reach. I actually had to leap to get to it. From there, it's normally just a matter of going hand to hand from rung to rung, but here, they were much wider apart. I actually had to swing to get to the next one. Much harder. Much harder. But make it, I did, eventually. Had several cadets behind me waiting to get on, snickering. I didn't care. I was going to do this. And I did, despite my arms nearly on fire by the end. Next up was the ladder climb. Usually not too hard, but again, this net was wider spaced. Found it easier to straddle one vertical rope and pull myself up by it, resting my feet on the horizontals as best I could. And then the balance beam. Whew. Luckily, this one was easier, since it was wider and more substantial than course B. Got past that pretty quick. Then the pipe crawl. Easier again. Bigger pipe, but also muddier. Then the tire run. You had to run through it, putting your foot in the center of each tire. They had a spotter there to make sure you did it, or you had to start over. Yeah, and these were bigger tires and spaced further apart. I ended up having to leap hop from one to the next. Tripped up and had to start over twice. But I eventually... did it. The last part was a single rope over a deep pool, quite long and slack. You would come within inches of the water. If you fell in, you were expected to swim to the end. My muscles were killing me by this point, but damn it, I was going to do it. I know I can do it. And I did it.
I can't swim! I can't swim! Help!
Lieutenant Zim! Lorenzo is drowning!
Draper! What are you doing? Get back over here!
I knew enough about rhinos to know that they really can't swim. They're heavier than water. And in his weakened state, he sank to the bottom almost immediately. I managed to get under him and lift his bulk up so he could breathe. On land, that would have been impossible, but underwater? Yeah, it can be done. Instead of 500 pounds, he was more like 100. A big load, and the inertia was awful. But still possible, especially when your adrenaline is going full blast. Then I walked along the bottom to get him to the dock, holding my breath the whole way. My lungs were about to burst and my head was pounding when I felt his weight taken from me. I then had to extract my own feet from the mud and head for the surface.
Wait! Don't help him! Let him get himself out!
And I did. Pulled myself onto the wooden dock and collapsed, exhausted.
You all right, Draper? Right. On your feet, let's go!
Man, give him a break. He just saved that rhino's life.
Like each and every one of you should have. Let's move!
I never did get completely dry that day. The dive filled my boots with water and mud. I noticed that my attitude toward my struggle had changed. I hadn't even paused before diving in. My only thought was he needed help. The old man was right. There is more in me. The attitude of the other cadets changed too. Oh, they still called me Pooh. That name seems to have stuck. But the bets were now turning my way. Some were betting I would make it. I took a shower that evening and rinsed out my fatigues and underwear. Cold water, field conditions. I hung everything up to dry and decided I was going to sleep nude until they did so. Oh yeah. No cots or blankets. We were sleeping on the ground. Oh well. I curled in what I hoped would be the warmest spot on the outside.
Hey, who? Here. I don't need the shirt, and you're shivering. It's too big, I know, but it should help.
Thanks. It smelled of panther, but it did help. When I woke up later, I wasn't on the outside circle anymore. Someone had moved me closer to the center where it was warmer. We spent the next day breaking down the camp and then heading back to the academy. By then, I knew I was going to make it. I was past the wall. I was finally past the wall. We got back just in time for evening mess. I skipped it and went straight to my room, took a long, warm shower, then went straight to bed. I was exhausted. Didn't matter anymore that I was by myself in that room. After those 3 weeks, the solitude felt welcome. The last week seemed easy by comparison. We had more drills, this time for polish. We already were pretty in sync. Competitions continued, this time far more friendly, and even though I wasn't the fastest or the most agile, we didn't come in last every time. This made the squad happy, and I got several slaps on the back after a particularly hard-won third-place finish in Tug of War. Then came the day of the jousting competition. We all dressed in fatigues. It was going to be tournament style. When each of our turns came, we put on a padded vest and helmet, and were given a padded jousting stick. All you had to do was make contact with your opponent with either end of the stick to get a point. Best 2 out of 3 wins the round. This is where my self-defense skills I had learned years ago came to the fore. I won my first several rounds against some of my squad mates easily, 2-0. Several cadets asked me how I did some of my moves. We were down to 6 in our squad, and my opponent, a huge tiger, knocked me for a loop with his first shot. I shook it off. That's when I heard it.
Come on, Pooh!
One guy was actually cheering for me. I took my stance, and when my opponent charged, I spun and got him in the back.
You can do it, Pooh!
The third round, he was more cautious, advancing slowly. When he finally committed, I blocked his shot with one end and twisted the stick to tag him with the other.
Yeah, all right! You did it, Pooh!
I had managed to make it to the final 3 from our squad. All 3 of us then took on the final 3 from the other squads. I think most of them underestimated me because of my size and species, and I got through most of them easily. My other 2 squad mates were not as lucky. Before I knew it was down to 2. Me and a snow leopard from another squad. I had heard of this guy, black belt in jiu-jitsu. He'd been the talk of everyone throughout the tournament. Except for a couple of matches, he had won them all 2-0. He was going to be tough. He came at me and I blocked his shot. Or thought I did. I hit empty air and I felt a sharp smack on the side of the helmet from the opposite side. Wow, this guy was fast. I wasn't going to be able to beat him with strength or speed. I'd have to use guile. I backed away from him, and when he closed in, I ducked and lunged and got him in the stomach. The guy actually smiled at me, but it turned into a snarl right afterwards. He was determined to win. He came at me with a flurry of moves. I managed to block each one. Then I saw an opening and took it, but he dodged away. We both backed up.
Poo! Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
We circled each other. The guy was ready for anything. I didn't dare attack. He would simply dodge and get my back. And if I waited for his attack, he could easily get me the same way he did in the first round. Well, what wouldn't he expect? Yes! I knew what to do. It was risky, but it might work. I faked a trip and landed on my side. He lunged. I simply rolled and raised the stick and tagged him in the solar plexus. The snow leopard helped me up.
Smart move. I thought I had you.
And our winner, Basic Cadet Dipper Draper from Squadron C.
Poo! Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Poo!
Wait. I won it all? Hadn't hit me until then. Only a few days ago, everyone hated me and I was ready to quit. Now, everyone was supporting me. It was like a miracle. Many nights I prayed, with no hope anyone would hear. In my heart a mournful song I barely understood. Now I am not afraid, although I know there's much to fear. I've been moving mountains long before I knew I could. There can be miracles when you believe. The hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe. Somehow you will. You will when you believe. In this time of fear, when prayer so often proves in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart's so full I can't explain, seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say. There can be miracles when you believe. The hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe. Somehow you
you will when you believe. bee.